Almost every article of food that can be produced with them is of their own growth, and with every necessary and comfort of life, they are abundantly supplied. W.S. Water, 1818.
Here we are, in the cool storage cellar of the brick dwelling. Picture these rooms and hallways crowded and stacked high with barrels of flour from the Hancock grist mill. Imagine the scent of apples from the orchards and earthy vegetables from the gardens. In the coldest of these rooms were butter, milk, wheels of cheese from the Hancock dairy. Fresh eggs, poultry, beef, lamb, they were all kept ready for the cooks. Baskets for tasty nuts and sweet berries gathered in season crowded the shelves. Fragrant herbs hung from the beams. Besides cooking daily meals for this family of Shakers, the sisters dried fruit and pickled vegetables and made jars of fruit preserves and sauces. These provided food for the winter and for sale. This was common activity for all farm families, but this family was larger than most. Sales of products from the Hancock farms and kitchens provided needed income to sustain their community.
Potatoes prove a good crop. Over 600 bushels are now secured. Elder Thomas Damon, 1894.
Berkshire hills and dales have yielded an abundant supply of blackberries this season. The East family sisters have canned nearly or quite 3 bushels for home use. Sister Lucy Wright, 1889.
Harvesting, cutting and drying of apples, canning of fruit, and attending to other needful duties is the present occupation. Apples and pears are more plentiful than we'd anticipated. We are surprised and record with great pleasure that we gathered from a tree grown in our office garden a bushel of good peaches. Elder Thomas Damon, 1891.
Press the yellow button to join me for information on a perfect kitchen. Hear about Shaker cooks and bakers by pressing the green button. When you take the stairs to the first floor, please be careful of the low ceiling and narrow stairs, and notice the borrowed light window. Light borrowed from the dining room passes through this window into an otherwise dark stairway.